Over the past few weeks, farmers have taken major hits, not only financially, but also when it comes to the weather. The week of April 13th through the 17th saw another round of cold temperatures that have potential to cause freeze injury to the 2020 wheat crop. With Kansas reaching devastatingly cold temperatures, it's important for farmers to scout their wheat. Factors to watch out for include the growth stage of the crop, air and soil temperature, duration of cold temperatures, and snow cover. Based on simple wheat development models and observations from K-State research and extension personnel, the wheat growth stage around Kansas ranges from tillering to Feeks 5 in the northwest part of the state to flag leaf emergence or boot in the southeast region. Most of the crop in south-central Kansas is at the first or second node, and the crop is less developed as we move to the northwest. For fields that have not joined it yet, the crop generally withstands temperatures of 15 to 20 degrees fairly well, especially if the growing point is still below ground. This is the condition for most of northern Kansas. If the growing point is already above ground, first joint visible, wheat can sustain temperatures down to about 24 degrees for a few hours. Minimum temperatures below 24 degrees for extended periods of time increase the risk of crop injury. While soil temperatures can help buffer freezing air temperatures, if the growing point is below ground or near the soil surface, the buffering capacity decreases as the crop develops and the growing point moves away from the soil surface. Thus, expect a positive effect of the soil temperatures in north-central and northwest Kansas, where soil temperatures were sustained above 38 degrees during the entire week, and the crop is still at tillering through Feeks 5 stages of development. Along with watching your wheat during the changing weather, it's also important to scout wheat for stripe and leaf rust. According to Dr. Eric DeWolf, plant pathologist at Kansas State University, it is prime time for growers to be out looking for diseases while they are checking for potential freeze injury as well. There were a few reports of stripe rust from Oklahoma and a Twitter report of the disease in southeast Kansas bordering Missouri. To date, extension agents, crop consultants, and growers all indicate that rust is not widely active in Kansas. DeWolf says, look for the characteristic yellow, rectangular lesions of the stripe rust pathogen. He added that sometimes on the young plants around the joining stages of growth, we don't often get the rectangular look to some of the stripe rust lesions. With the wheat crop in south-central and southeast Kansas approaching or already at the flagleaf emergence stages of growth, farmers are encouraged to be on the lookout for diseases. More information about freeze injury and how to identify wheat rust diseases is available at our website at kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.